My name is Nicholas Irving. I'm a former 3rd Ranger Battalion Special Operations Sniper and currently a New York Times bestselling author. I spent 6 years in Special Operations, and I'm known as the Reaper for 33 kills and about a 3-month time span in Helmand Province, Afghanistan. Today we're going to be looking at a few sniper scenes in movies. No one ever really does that. Ah, no. His use of the equipment was really, really good. He has his, you know, his pad to lay on. He has his range finder. He can measure the wind, barometric pressure, the altitude, density altitude. His dope book. The word dope is an acronym for snipers, and it actually stands for data on previous engagements. So he can go back and refer to all these things that he's engaged before that and have like some good reference point. He applied all of his dope and his data to the scope itself. I rarely see that in movies where, you know, he applies the elevation and the windage. The impossible portion about this whole thing was the actual shot itself. The train is moving way too fast. You have to, you know, defeat gravity in some ways. So you're aiming up and the bullet's dropping almost down at that distance. And shooting through glass, panes of glass, angled glass, and different types of glass may deflect and alter the bullet's flight. You'd have to be one really, 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 really lucky guy, or after that, get up and go walk on water.